Greetings, everyone. This week's Sunday School lesson scriptural text is found in the Old Testament book of 1 Samuel in the 18th and 19th chapters. 1 and 2 Samuel record the establishment of the Hebrew monarchy and of the reigns of Israel's first king Saul and second king David, with the exception of the last days of David, which are related in the beginning of the book of Kings. Today's lesson is entitled A Covenant Between Friends, or A Trusted and Loyal Friend, and it focuses on the friendship between Saul's son Jonathan and Saul's son-in-law and Israel's second king David. At first, Saul liked David, but not long afterwards, Saul's jealousy of David led him to look for ways to murder him. The marriage of David to Saul's daughter was part of one of Saul's plots to have him killed, but his plot backfired because she loved David and helped him to escape her father. Nothing Saul did worked in his efforts to kill David because the Lord was with David and had anointed him to be king after he rejected Saul. David never felt about Saul the way Saul felt about him. In fact, David had opportunities to kill Saul while Saul was trying to kill him, but he would not do it. Before all this jealousy began, Jonathan and David became dear friends. They never allowed Saul's feelings and efforts to kill David to come between them. Even though he was heir to Saul's throne, Jonathan accepted God's will for David and didn't allow any ambitions he may have had to come between them. When Saul issued orders to Jonathan and the rest of his servants to kill David, Jonathan warned David of his father's intentions, helped him to hide, and then was able to talk his father out of killing David and pledged not to kill him. But Saul's pledge didn't last, and he continued his efforts to kill David. Jonathan and David were both great warriors. Jonathan died in battle alongside his father Saul, and soon thereafter David became king of Israel. David wept bitterly at the news that Saul and his friend Jonathan had fallen in battle. One thing we can take from all of this, is that we should feel about the Savior the same way David and Jonathan felt about each other. We must not allow anything or anyone to come between us. God's love is steadfast, and despite whatever or whoever comes our way to test that love, we must be able to say and believe, as the Apostle Paul said, "I will let nothing separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus." Well, I hope you will attend Sunday School this coming Sunday and share your thoughts with the class on this important lesson. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comment section. Until next time, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.